Okay, it's a new year. It's 2025. And I know for some of you all, you're thinking, new year, you me, new me. What are the things that I can do that's different? What can I build for myself? Because life is so short. Oh, you know what? I would love to be my own boss. Or maybe if I have a business idea, I could turn that into something and make it into a reality. But I don't know how to make it happen. Well, Shopify is the answer to that question, and it will help you make it happen. Let me tell you how much we, the Tanksleys, love Shopify, okay? The best time to start your new business is now. Shopify makes it easy to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help you with details like shipping, taxes, payment from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do it now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Ooh, that has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
To start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this amazing podcast, and I'm joined by my very handsome co-host, who also happens to be the man that I sleep with every night, because he is my husband.
You sleep beside me every night.
That is also with... Tell them who you are.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we feel like it, anything we that catches our mind that we want to fill in with the people. Mm-hmm. You understand? And we do that, and the people are you watching and also our media family. That media family is on our Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. And you can see all the glorious and wonderful and fun things that we do with our Patreon. We did a New Year's prayer that we started doing. What's this, the second year, third year?
This is year four.
Year four that we do the New Year's prayer. We do all kinds of stuff, y'all. We like to have fun with our Patreon. We call them a media family because we're a little bit closer than just the average viewer. Mm-hmm. You understand? They get all the before stuff, all the after stuff, merch drops, the... planning stuff that we plan in
there. Crafts and cocktails.
Crafts and cocktails. You can see episodes. Oh, no, I was like, yeah, you hear that? Anyway, yeah, come on over.
We also are joined by some amazing sponsors. I told you about one already. We got two more I'll tell you about later on in the podcast. And they are Magic Mind and Hungry Root. So check out those amazing sponsors with our URLs in our promo codes later because you're probably going to get a discount. So get that discount. Mm-hmm. Public service announcement. Not just public service announcement. It's an amazing announcement. Announce the people.
Fam. What, the nomination? Yeah. I want to make sure you might want to introduce kids.
No.
Y'all. This podcast, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, for the second consecutive year, is nominated for an NAACP Image Award in Self, Lifestyle, and Help. What is it?
Try it again.
I don't know it. Lifestyle and Help. Self-Help.
Yes.
Lifestyle and Self-Help category. All right? You can go to NAACPImageAwards.net. Go to podcast. Oh, well.
You want to go to vote.
Yes.
NAACP Image Awards with an S.net. You'll be on the ballot. We're at the very bottom.
All the way at the bottom.
That's where podcasts are. You're going to click on our category. You're going to click on our cute little thumbnail.
Is this going to cause an argument?
That's the one. The one is where you see one. Us, our face.
Yeah, you see our face. Our little, is it the cartoon face?
Yeah, but it look like us.
It look like us.
You're going to select us. Then you're going to push cast your ballot. Give them your name, your email address. Click until they say, we have your vote.
Yeah.
That's what we need you to do.
Need you to do that.
Because we're trying to take home the trophy.
And
we
then love you tell your family to vote. And you make up some email addresses if you have to. And also vote.
So that's our big announcement. Also, Shop Mama Likes still has the affirmation, robes, bonnets, affirmation cards, and journals, therapy journals on sale. They have been shipped from China. So I should have them soon.
China.
They got shipped from China, I want to say about 5 days ago. So I should hopefully, fingers crossed, have them this week so everybody's order can get fulfilled. So if not this week, then at the very tail end of January, as I had said.
Mm-hmm. Man, shit orders will be going out. If you're watching this not live, they went out yesterday on Tuesday morning. If you're watching this live, man, shit orders will be going out tomorrow morning.
All right.
Finally, I believe, yeah, finally caught up.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I started, got up, did a bunch of stuff, started laundry.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Forgot to, as soon as I was pulling down the street, I was like, God dang, because I meant to out of the washer, into the dryer, more into the washer, but it started, so that's all that matters.
You talking about their laundry or yours? Okay, theirs. Thank you.
And I was, you know, just doing stuff around the house, of course, working on man shit, and I realized on the way here, before I left, I meant to take one of them. I realized I need two. I've been taking two of them, the little focus ones.
Oh.
They work.
Oh, they I'd be good?
Like, bet. What else I need to do? It just gives you, like, I can't even say energy. It just makes you focus.
You're talking about Vaya.
Yeah.
Which is a sponsor. I think we did their ad last week or the week before last. So if you want to give a try what he's talking about,
yeah, the, go I did two the episodes ago. I think it's called the Focus. Anyway, it tells you on the bottle, you know, you wait and before you do a second one to see if you need more. Now I realize I have that one I need too. I did it, I think, yesterday. And that's how I got really focused and started doing stuff. I was like, oh, I need to take this before I go shoot because I just feel my energy draining. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, why is my energy draining? But I mean, I've been doing stuff, so not mad about that. But yeah, I meant to take that. So I am feeling like a little not where I want to be energy wise.
Mm-hmm. You know, today's been a long day for me.
Yeah, well, it's been a long day for a lot of us. But go ahead, tell us about it.
No, I mean by I woke up at 4:45, mm-hmm. worked out with my trainer. I laid back down for an hour and a half, got up, got myself ready, got the kids off the house, the three oldest. We did about 3 hours of community service mm-hmm. in LA, sorting thousands upon thousands of clothes for people who have, that will eventually go to people who have had devastation because of the California fires. The kids did some painting of murals because we were also on a school campus. Painting of these rocks. So they're beautifying the campus that we were on.
Mm-hmm.
So we were out there in the sun for all 3 hours, which is already draining. Yeah. And then also I was
and running. It ain't cold.
No, it's not. It's not
in
cold.
California.
I had on my Delta jacket and sweated right through that puppy. Had on a visor. My hair was way cuter. I had on a visor. My hair sweated to my forehead. Yeah. I had to go to Target and had to brush my hair back and get this headband. But then drove across town. Just did Here's the Thing with Kevin and Josh. Doing this with you. I have two meetings after this. And then I need to get them prepped for school. So I can feel the longness of the day, but I feel like I'm going to make it to the finish line. It's going to be okay. Only thing that gets my mind like is that I know I have to work out again tomorrow
mm-hmm.
morning. The 4:45 a.m. is coming back to look at me like, you ready?
Yeah.
And my trainer ain't never late. She ain't even never on time. She's always early. And we never finish early. We never finish early. We never finish on time. we always finish late.
She giving you a little bit more than what it was paid for.
She sure is. She sure. Listen, if she pulled my body together, I'm going to be a great billboard for her. I'm going to tell you that right now because I'm going to show off.
Yeah. I got finished man shit. I was going to say I planned on working out at the end of the day today, but that's going to go tomorrow. Starting my regimen again.
I was about to say, when's the last time you worked out?
Not that long ago, but I ain't been consistent. Over the holidays, I worked out a little bit when everybody was up in the house.
You know who's been really consistent? His little Marcus. He said, man, I want to work out. And then he's just been getting in the gym, just putting it in. If you can't hear, there's sarcasm in my voice because that boy ain't came up out of his room. But he did say he wanted to work out.
He did. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Y'all, I had an outfit put together. I already had my shoes to match my jacket. I was like, oh, let me wear
get
black.
Get some water out the refrigerator.
And then I got water. I don't want none of that water. It's all Fiji in there. I don't want none of that.
Well, get a sparkling water. It'll bring your temperature down.
My jacket got the silver buttons and access. So I said, let me throw on the silver chain. I walked up here and I was like, why is it so hot?
Oh, no. We were all in here sweating. I drank my cold water, brought my internal temperature down. And then I was like, all right.
No, I'm not. It's hot. I'm not like hot myself, but it's not cold. It's not comfortable. What I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
But I'm fine. Understand. I ain't sweating or nothing.
I was just saying if you want to get in your jacket, that'll get you there. That'll get you there.
Nah, he works out his thumbs in his room. His computer.
His mind.
God, that's what I'm answering, baby.
Do you do push-ups and crunches in your room? Yeah, he sometimes does that. That I do know. But he wants to... He wants to get a little bulky.
Shantae sound old as hell. Y'all doing weed?
All right, let's start with our oldest segment. What's it called, Marcus? Nope, say it right now.
No, I'm trying to hold back the sneeze.
Oh.
Talking ain't helping.
Yeah, come on, Father.
What's got me in my feelings?
What is the segment called?
In my feelings. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. I don't understand. This is why we don't have the trophy. The man don't know the
that
segments.
Ain't why.
They listen. They say, oh, he don't know the name
Shut
of
up.
The segment. Tell him what it is.
In my feelings, y'all. This is what's got us feeling some type of way. What's got us feeling good. We just talk about it. And, you know, Angel likes to do it out of order. But that's what the segment's called, in my feelings. So what's got you, which way are you swinging? What you starting with?
I want to start off with what's got me feeling meh. Y'all, went to the dentist and I got my teeth done. Partially done. So if you all don't know. Me and
Marcus. You
got to
go to work on Myra's mouth.
Yes, that's exactly. If you all don't know, Marcus and I were not regulars at any dentist's office. We both have had really pretty good dental hygiene all of our life. Marcus is even better than mine. But, like, I'm not a big candy eater. Now, what I will say had been jacking me up as the adult. How I like supplements a lot of times are the gummy supplements, and I take them at night. So I know they ain't been good for my teeth. Anyways, we told y'all last year we went to my dear friend in Soror, Dr. Igwe. She told us that we had terrible, terrible dental care. She did some work on Marcus's. She just did a deep cleaning on you, right?
Yeah, she just did, yeah.
And then she was like, Angel, you got some cavities. And she said, this one tooth, I need to take the whole front part of the tooth away. And I was like, oh, really? Away? I've never had a piece of a tooth removed.
Because you ain't been as a dentist.
Okay. No, but even as a child, when your dental hygiene is usually not, when it's at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
So, she drilled up in my mouth for a good long time. I was at the dentist's office for 3 hours. Excuse me. And when I tell you, I'm like, I can't believe that I am missing a part of my tooth. Dear God. And she filled another. I had kissing. I had a kissing cavity because my back teeth are so close, like tight, tight, tight. You see, my front teeth got all the space in the world. My back teeth are really tight. There was a cavity that got in between two teeth that are like pressed up against each other. I saw the picture of the hole she dug between those two teeth. And I said, did you put something to replace that? She said, oh, let me show you the after picture. I was like, please. So it just got me feeling some type of way. I mean, also, it's like, okay, it could be so much worse, but it really irked my nerves that I was like, you're goddang on, she got to take away a part of your tooth. You've been having these teeth.
Yeah.
Why you get to the point where she got to take away one of your teeth? I was like, as long as I'm not the gap in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't want that for myself. No shade to anyone else who has that. But being a performer, No. And the fact, you know, I talk about how aggressively that you brush.
Yeah.
I beat you.
Well, it means you need to shut the hell up and mind your business.
No, I think I just have more sensitive gums than you. No,
ain't none of that. You need to shut up, mind your business. You brush too hard. Marcus brush too aggressive. Now look at you.
You got militant
gums.
Your
teeth carved out.
No, with that's also pisses me off, is that I have the symptoms of someone who brushes aggressively but still ended up with a cavity back there.
Because you ain't brushing aggressively everywhere. You need got to stay consistent.
I do. But
well, all my teeth are big because I brush everything hard.
No, the cavities are all the where my cavity.
Yeah, you got to be able to floss all the way back there.
This is what happened. So the kissing ones, I needed to have done with floss. She was like, you wouldn't have gotten this with the brush. Yeah. I was like, dog it. The one where she removed a piece of the tooth is because there ended up being a hole between my tooth and my gum.
Mm-hmm.
And so stuff got inside of the tooth.
Yeah.
So she had to take the front part of the tooth out. But the hole is from the aggressive brushing. It has caused my gums in the back
to lift up.
And
expose them.
She said, so eventually we'll do surgery to bring your gums down. I was like, that sounds awful. But because I was like, I be in my mouth. I be getting them teeth. But apparently I be getting them too hard.
See, that's why I switched over to the electric toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it hurt my feelings.
And I ain't just talking about why you use a toothbrush like that. And I explained to the doctor how I brush my teeth. She was like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Marcus was like, him and the toothbrush needs.
Because Angel, when she used the electric toothbrush.
Let me say what I'm going to say. Go ahead. Marcus and the electric toothbrush seem like they need a private moment together. This is what it looked like. Put it on my camera. Kai on camera one. This is the electric toothbrush. This is my husband. It is.
For anybody that knows how to use an electric toothbrush, that's what you're supposed to do.
If you're not watching, hold on, let me explain it. You can put it back on too. If you're not watching me, I am making sweet mouth love to myself with the thing that I am calling the electric toothbrush, which is a straw. Sweet, like I love you.
That's because
so
I love my teeth and my teeth love me. That's why she ain't got to carve half my teeth out. When you got an electric toothbrush, you're supposed to let the toothbrush do the work. I've even seen some of Angel's friends use an electric toothbrush, and they just brush like it's a regular brush. I'm like, that defeats the purpose. You're supposed to let the brush, because your teeth are 360, three-dimensional, not 360, three-dimensional. You're supposed to work the toothbrush around each tooth and let it do its thing. So that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why you brush like it? Damn it. Oral-B said do it like this with the product that they made. Baltimore.
What's got you feeling some type of way?
What was it?
I don't know.
These. I don't know. It's been a few things, y'all. The winds at our house, but we done talked about that for a couple episodes, so I ain't even gonna get on it. But they back today. They back today. They're going to be here tomorrow morning and hopefully gone by tomorrow night.
Ugh.
Hopefully by tomorrow morning they're gone. That's one thing. The other thing, y'all all know what's going on right now. This is Monday, Angel's daddy's birthday.
Period.
We got the coonery is strong right now in the nation. Coonery always been strong. It ain't went nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We got the justices that's in the Supreme Court. We only got one on our side, it seemed like. The other one that looked like us, is he's over on the other side. It hasn't gone anywhere. You know, we've always had the I don't know the name of the character in the movie, but Samuel L. Jackson and Django, they've always been around. Right now we got Snoop, we got Rick, we got a few Nelly others.
And Soulja Boy.
All of them. Nelly, so come on, y'all. But they ain't went nowhere. Even the people that voted certain ways, I'm not going into all of that. Y'all, just bear with it. I said a couple of weeks ago, everything's going to be all right, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to get all up in arms about. Everybody, they're going to mess around. They're going to find out, except, you know, a lot of us know what's up. So we just waiting to see what happens. But that is the reason that's got me in my feelings, not particularly in my feelings, it's just the people that don't have anything in common with those people that are supporting their side are hyping it up like, yeah, that's right. Like, these are millionaires that's done jumped the fence.
Yeah.
You a hundredaire.
If that.
You a hundredaire. You don't need to be thinking that, oh, just because somebody whose music you like is doing that you going to support. Come on. It's the same thing back in the day when Kanye was doing it. It's nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling just seeing these people just say it's why, and that's one thing why I stay out of comments. Other people's. You have to. The only thing that comments do for me as a benefit is it makes me feel so intelligent. On top of frustrating, it makes me feel so intelligent. Like, God dang, I'm really head of the curve here, ain't I?
I can see how it has you in your feelings because it has me.
Yeah,
too.
And I can't be because I'm responsible. I'm a black man. I tried my best to uplift my culture and my people. I was to the point of a lot of people like, you know what? I'm just going to back out. Whatever happens, happens. Good luck to y'all. I can't do that because of all the reasons that I just said. I don't have to dive as deep as I have in the past, but I do have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And I've already talked about this, you know, before. It's like my patience has such a limit when it comes to stupidity.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. I've seen people lose their cool real quick over stupidity. It's just like, why can't you just ignore something? I can ignore something to a degree, but after a while, it's like,
it gets to you too bad.
Stop touching the hot stove. It's going to burn you every time, you idiot. It's like, but Marcus, why don't you just let them get burned? Because I'm sitting here watching it.
Like, just turn it into entertainment. Okay. He held it on there for 15 seconds this time.
Yeah. My goodness. It's funny. It can be entertaining.
Got you in your feelings.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're deciding to take a little bit of a step back from it for your own mental health and your own mental wealth. I really do think, like, this year, with every year, mental health should be something that, like, we prioritize. That's why I'm glad that I am able to tell you all about Magic Mind. They reached out to us and wanted to send us a few shots of their product. And I have to say, it definitely is something that you want to try. When we talk about getting overwhelmed, or especially me, hitting a wall with getting something done that I need to get done, it's like, what can I do to change this? What can I do to get out of this rut? Okay, so these are things that truly are a part of what I would consider your mental wealth. Okay, yes, we've talked about mental health, but let's really talk about mental wealth. That means the things that we invest in that help with the habits we have today that builds our resilience for future challenges, future hurdles, all of that. So you kind of think of it like setting up a mental savings account or, just really putting your mental wealth in a spot that you can withdraw from later on, right? So the five pillars that really help with your mental wealth are sleep, diet, exercise, stress management, and exogenous compounds. So my Magic Mind is here to support all those pillars without overpromising. So it's a tool that enhances focus and improves sleep as a bigger part of the strategy. The tools are the little things that help you move into the right direction. So using the shots, you'll be able to get yourself 24 hours of mental performance, okay? Whether that be for better sleep or whether that be for focus in the daytime, right? And clarity. So when I like to use the Magic Mind, the shots in the morning, it really helps with me get through my day of productivity and give me the clarity that I need to know what decisions I want to make. And then if you take them at night, you can just use maybe like one or two at night to help you throughout the week. Now, for the first time ever, they are offering a 24-hour, the 24-hour pack, right? That's focus and sleep shots bundled for the first time at a 45% off, and it is exclusive with our link. So this is the January Mental Wellness Challenge. There's no better time than to start now. Make your 2025 the year you build your mental resilience and improve your sleep and awake your clarity with Mind Magic. It's time-release caffeine, so it helps help you be sharper in the mind, less stress, and clean energy, okay? It's 12 active ingredients to help support your body's energy engine, help you with less stress, because it has brings a sense of calmness without hurting your energy bank. And it's not a coffee replacement. You can still have your morning routine, but you're just going to add this to it. In the L-theanine inside, if I pronounced that wrong, excuse me, also makes your coffee last all day. And then with Magic Mind Sleep, you get energy without sleep. Energy without sleep is actually is counterproductive. So Magic Mind Sleep helps you fall asleep faster and get into a deeper rest. It's 100% safe. They donate 5 cents for each bottle sold. It's doctor validated, has over 200 scientific studies there. And the mushrooms that they use are organically grown in California. So there's no risk. And we're so confident in what they've built that they refund 100%, no questions asked, for 100 days after buying. They ship internationally to over 65 countries, and they're in stores in Sprouts, HEB, Central Market, and Air One. Get 45% off Magic Bundle with our link, www.magicmind.com/arguejan.
Argue Jan.
Again, that's www.magicmind.com/arguejan.
Argue Jan.
Okay, what's got you feeling good? Let's switch gears.
You go.
Really? I went first already.
Okay, you're right. What's got me feeling good is kicking off this year, having a quote-unquote, I ain't going to say that, but realizing, getting the excited about what's to come this year, even though I don't know what that is, but I'm excited about all the possibilities. Specifically, it's like I was hitting the low end of last year, even the first week. Yeah, about the first week of this year, but now starting once I got busy, once we came out of the holidays and like the, for lack of a better term, downtime, mm-hmm. even after the fires and everything is out here, mm-hmm. even though that was just last week, starting to gear up for, things coming down the pipeline for this year, even what we got, coming up the first couple of months. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. this is what it is. Let me Let me start moving. I got some ideas that I've had, like equipment that I've purchased for specific ideas, and I'm just like, okay, no, I'm just going. I get excited when I get into this mood of, oh, you know, the hell with how it's going to look. I'm just going to do this.
Good.
I don't want to hear nobody's opinion on what I should do. Not say like you, but like, or watch anybody. It's like, well, they did this and they did that. I like when I get to a point of the hell with it. I'm just going to do this. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Tasting with Tank got started. Right. I had this idea and, you know, I was, you know, just thinking about it, trying to figure out what I wanted to look like. Finally, one day, I went to, where'd I go, Joann's Fabrics,
mm-hmm.
and bought some background stuff, background fabric, brought some liquors up here to this office, sat right there in that corner, tacked them things up, and I shot like 4 or 5 episodes and said, that is what it is. I'm going to edit, post, and put it up. I just completed season 3 of that, so.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's what's got me feeling good.
Got you feeling good.
Yeah.
What's got me feeling good is that I have started my 3rd week of working out 4 days a week. But most importantly, last week, not only did I work out 4 days a week, I took my first tap class in 10 years. It was music to the inner child in me. It was so, so good. I sweated. You understand? I was in there a hemming and a hawing and a hawing and a hemming. And it made me so happy. Like, I was trash. Definitely trash.
Ha! In Devin.
Ha! Devin. It was so trash. But it was so beautiful to be up in there moving my body again. And let me tell you how I know this was the Lord. I was on the phone with Brescia at 2:00. I said, oh, where are you going? She said, I'm getting ready to take a dance class. I said, oh, because you're a whore. And she said, what? I'm a whore. I said, yes, because how dare you take a dance class and not invite me? Because that is what we do. We invite each other to dance classes. We have been dancing in dance classes with each other in the beginning of our friendship, but neither one of us has really been dancing since. And then now Brescia will sometimes take a class with some other women, but she will invite me to those. She said, oh my God, I just think, you know, I know you're always so busy. I was like, and today I could have came. And I said, that's all right. I'm going to take a dance class today too. You're not the only person that's going to take a dance class. And I said, it's Friday. I know one of these studios has an adult tap class around here. So I quite literally thought that the studio I called was the same studio that I shot a part of I Just Want to Shake My mm-hmm. at. So I said, oh, I've already been there. I just wanted to make sure y'all still had the class. They were like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's 6:30. I said, I'll see y'all there. Now, I put the address into the number I called. I drive there, and I said, now, who? I ain't never been here before. Not far from our house. And I said, I'm sorry. I told you I've been here. I don't know this space. She was like, yeah, I was wondering what you meant. And I was like, well, you know, glad to be here. Turns out that was the very first day they've ever had an adult tap class.
She said, this lying ass heifer.
It just so happened to be that the day I decided, I'm taking a tap class because you decided not to, that they had started up their tap. And it was so funny. Young black girl in there.
That's hilarious how you imitated yourself the way I imitate you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where I got the imitation from. A young black girl in there after the class was like, so you'll be here next week, right? I said, yes, I'm signing up for the weekly class. She said, okay. And the woman was like, okay, so this is the cost for one class a week. And I said, I didn't say I was only taking one class. I said, let me see the rest of the schedule because there might be something else in here that I want to do. And they mostly have like adult ballet. And I said, ugh, I don't know if I want to do adult ballet. Black girl, yes, you do. You want to take the class with me. She said, I take it on Wednesdays. You sign up for that class. The woman's like, well, that one is full. I said, oh, my God, I can't take it. It's full. She said, until February, because somebody's dropping out the class. You come February. I said, well, I can't sign up now. She said, don't worry. I'll hold you accountable when I see you here on Fridays. And once February hits, we'll just go ahead and make sure you sign up. I was like, this child has just met me today. And it's like, you're gonna take this class. What's really funny is that I knew who the young lady was because her mother is famous. And I almost, you know how when you see somebody, you think you know them in one context and then you realize, no, I don't know you at all. Mm-hmm. It's only because I saw you on television and I've actually watched you grow up on TV. Mm-hmm. I thought she was a Delta Gym at first and I was about to be like, girl, who's your mama? But everything in me said, don't do that because I think you're wrong. And then sure enough, I was like, I don't know this young lady. And I don't want her to get weirded out by me being like, your mama is. So I just was like, okay. But yeah.
The former first lady. Yes. Not.
Wouldn't that be crazy if it was Sasha in there with me?
Escorted up out.
Oh my God. No, if it was Sasha, I probably would have took out crying. Just, I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Three fools in suit show up. Excuse me, ma'am. You can come right this way.
I'll be like, it's fine. All right. For her safety, and y'all doing a good job. Y'all keep her safe. You keep my little niece safe. But yeah, that's definitely what's got me feeling good. Mm-hmm. Tapping. Yay.
Tapping.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap.
You want to come take a class with me?
No, I ain't taking no damn tap class.
I was like, man, I wish my sons tapped because this would be so fun. I honestly think Kai and Sai would enjoy it. I actually think Amar would enjoy it. The person who really would have enjoyed it if that hood-ass school then turned his heart into black coal is Marcus. He would love it.
When I was younger, I wanted to tap dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you want to do it now?
Because I'm not younger.
You know that dark spot on your ankle probably make it go away. What if that happened? Mm-hmm. What if it
make it expand?
No, it's gonna go right
hard stomping.
It's gonna go
spread right up to my calf. Like I said, we gotta take this. Well, the dark spot, nah, everything is touching.
No, 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 no. So, anyways, let me play something for you. We talked about it a little bit on Here's the Thing, but I saved it for our podcast. So I was like, definitely got to show my husband. So did you hear about the man who was driving his truck and a white woman was on his porch?
Yes.
Did you see the video?
No.
Okay. I'll play it for you.
All right.
Tick-tock o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
Tick-tock o'clock.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
You do?
Papa.
Papa. I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe that.
So what are you doing here?
Rory, come on. Rory, come on.
Chased her.
She said somebody in a silver truck.
A gray truck, and he came around the corner, and I was in the street, and so I come up and I just have my kids, and so I'm like gonna pretend that I'm coming home, and so I pull up and I start walking to your back gate, and he stops here and he goes, "Are you looking for someone?" And I said, "Nope," and then he sat here, and I was like, "I need to get in."
Well, that's my husband. That's why he lives here. Yeah.
That's why.
He lives here, so he came in and he said there's a lady screaming, and I'm like, that's...
She got all worried that she's so...
I'm scared of the crap out of me.
How?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
How did he scare you, though?
I just seen her in the driveway, and I was like, are you looking for somebody? Because I was pulling up out.
And I saw someone walking in our driveway, too, and I'm like, why is someone walking in our driveway?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, all right, sorry.
She said that someone was following her, so you were walking from there?
No, you came this way, didn't you?
No, I came down this street right here.
Yeah.
And I was riding slow because I'm looking at our Christmas lights.
Well, you just have to understand my point of view. Being by myself with two kids, I just saw a car coming. And so I was like, oh, it scared me. And so I just pulled up here. And I kept thinking, this could be his house. But you didn't say, this is my home. You just said, are you looking? And I was like,
I did. When you was on the porch, you asked me, did I live here? I said, yeah.
And you said, no, you don't.
And you said, I don't think you do.
Obviously, you could tell that I was really caught
on guard. I'm pulling in my house. Like, this is not a... This neighborhood is probably one of the best neighborhoods in Ohio. You don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Come on, baby, go in the house. Let's go.
You told me that I didn't. You said you didn't think I live here.
It was the way that you were talking. I was so caught off guard. I'm so sorry.
We'll stop it right there, Marcus. What are your nice, calm, thoughtful, and considerate thoughts on this?
Is it Bree that edits this? Why don't get your button ready?
No, Lord. Well, before Marcus gives his thoughts, let's talk about our next sponsor, Hungry Root. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So glad to tell you all about them. They are amazing sponsors that we've worked with before. Because listen, when it comes to grocery shopping and meal planning, I've got a problem, okay? I struggle with the fact that I want to eat healthier, right? And sometimes I just don't have time to go grocery shopping. Y'all saw me eat a piece of pizza. I didn't want to have that pizza, but I didn't have time to cook something before I got here. And then I don't eat pork or beef, so, you know, I got to make sure I'm just putting the right things in there for my goals. That's all changed thanks to Hungry Root. It's the easiest way to eat healthy. Hungry Root is having your own personal shopper and nutritionist all wrapped in one. They take care of weekly grocery shopping, recommending healthy groceries and meals tailored to your taste, nutrition preferences, and health goals. They make it easy to eat high-quality, nutritious food and achieve any diet or health goals, from anti-inflammatory to gut-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, high-protein, and more. Shopping, planning, and cooking food really can be simple and stress-free. Just tell them about your goals and preferences, and they'll fill your cart with personalized recommendations that get smarter as they learn more about what you like or don't or didn't love. Any of Hungry Root's recipes can be made in just 15 minutes or less. With over 1,500 recipes shipped each week, there's something for every taste and nutrition preference. Hungry Root also has healthy groceries like smoothies, kid snacks, sweets, ready-to-eat meals, salad kits, and even supplements. There's no high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives in any of Hungry Root's food. They only source top quality meat and seafood free of hormones and antibiotics. I absolutely love Hungry Root. Truly, when it comes to having a meal plan and having it be easy to follow your health goals, Hungry Root makes it that it's that well, okay? The meals are great, very healthy. You will love the variety. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. Take advantage of this exclusive offer for a limited time. Get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code argue. That's hungryroot.com/argue and code argue to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/argue Code argue. So thank you, Hungry Root. So we see this afraid, scared woman, single mom of, or not single mom, but a mother of two, who at night, obviously, clearly your mind will first go to someone wants to get me. It turns out nobody was. What are your thoughts on this video?
Well, I can't come from her point of view because I'm not her. I can only come from my point of view because I'm me.
Oh, I know. You are a very multifaceted man.
Hell, with all that bullshit.
You can put yourself in other people's shoes.
First of all, my natural instinct, this is because I put up with a lot of BS in life. And I've been like this way for years. I don't answer questions. I answer questions with a question when someone asks me a question in public. Like, for instance, somebody say, excuse me, sir, is this your truck? Why are you asking? If I pull up in my driveway
He asked the first question.
What did he ask?
Are you looking for someone?
Because she's on his front porch.
Yes.
Yeah. You looking for someone? Do you live here? Why are you on this front porch? Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn what time. You knew it was nighttime when your ass set your foot on the pavement.
Come on and talk about it.
You knew you were. You knew you was by yourself already.
You talk about it.
Well, put yourself, the hell with your shoes.
Come on.
You and your shoes, get off my property right now or we going to have a problem. She going to have a reason to be scared. She pull up asking me questions on my front porch. She going to have a real reason to be scared because I'm coming with energy. I'm coming with pissed off tivity.
Pissed off tivity.
Yes. To the highest pissivity possible. Don't step on my porch asking me questions specifically. As someone of her hue.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, gender.
Because
that's where we are in this country. The last thing you want to do, you better run to the, if you see me pull up behind you in a driveway that you don't know is mine, the best thing for you to do is run to the neighbor's house. Why was you on this porch? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Are you following me? What the hell are you doing here? It's like, whoo, this would have been so much more entertaining had it been me or anybody like me. I can tell you that right now. Dude was way too passive. Way too passive. Oh, yeah, I did this. Nah.
I think
it my giggle would be, oh, he's mad. It's been like, yeah? Like,
it's not that. What I think is crazy is that he, because he's not in the wrong, had no idea she was running and screaming from him. He was like, I think he just thought it was some crazy woman screaming outside. Because
by that time, he had already went into the house?
Yes.
Okay, because it skips that part. So he had already parked. They had their interaction. He done went in the house.
Yeah, well, because
she went down the street screaming.
Because he never parked. When he saw her, he kind of stopped to talk to her to figure out why she was there.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't believe that he lived there. And so eventually he goes into the house and everything. But this is after she's ran. And so the wife was like, my husband said somebody was screaming outside. So it was never a thing, I think, in his mind of she's screaming.
Because here's the thing. Like, he parks. She says, I don't think you live. She walks off with her little girl. Stroller still in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
The stroller going to be in the street aggressively by the time you come back. You done left trash in on my yard now?
Mm-hmm.
That's getting slung. Long as ain't no kid in it, oh, I'm breaking a record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shot put.
Yeah.
It's like...
So she has made videos. Well, one, I'm also like, the way she was running, she didn't have both kids in her hands. So there was one child she left in the dust.
Somebody said he told her, get your stroller. No, I wouldn't have to tell her get my stroller because it wouldn't be on my property no more.
I was like... You definitely left one of your kids. Ain't no way that child is kept the way she was running past that fence.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was in the Olympics. Yeah. I was like, where's the other child?
King Petty, I'm calling services. She abandoned her child on my property and she's not allowed back on my property. Services is going to have to come get this child.
It was the apology that was more so about, but understand where I'm coming from. No, we're not friends.
No.
I don't know you. I don't have to understand where you're coming from.
Exactly. That's what I was
about
to say. I ain't got to understand.
Understand where I'm coming from is that you just sat here and made it seem like I couldn't live where I live and that I was in danger of you when you were 100% the wrong. So apparently she owns a business. People figured out what the business was. People have been, you know how the mm-hmm. internet do.
Yeah.
So she's on there, been on the internet crying. And she was like, I didn't even know he was black. It wasn't a black thing. I thought it was a white man in the Silverado. Well,
okay.
being that you saw how it looked, once you saw that he was black, that should have been the first thing out your mouth. First of all.
Yeah.
I thought you were white, so I don't want you to think this is a race thing. This is surely my ignorance.
I'd have been like, oh, my bad. Come on in. You want some dinner? I get it. White man driving a pickup truck, most terrifying thing in the United States. So come on in, babe. I understand where you come. Come on, little kids. Y'all want some macaroni and cheese? I got kids too.
Yeah.
Nah, hell with all that.
No, you gonna have to clear that up immediately. You know what? I see what you probably already think. She probably needs help building something. Just
I'm like, it's an emergency. She don't never call me.
Text her. Hold on, just text her. You don't gotta pick up.
You would have been like, nah, hold on. It's Breisha. This ain't Breisha, but that's what Angel would have done.
Because she has my other child. So, yeah, and actually, no, I miss Breisha's calls all the time. She
missed. Ain't never missed
her. Yes, time. I do. Now, if we haven't started the show, I'll pick up. Yeah, I said, oh, wait until my husband sees this. I feel like in our neighborhood, due to the fact that we talk to our neighbors, the profiling of the people that live in our neighborhood doesn't really exist. And we actually
that ain't true.
Who profiled
you? No, ain't nobody profiled me. We talked to some of our neighbors, but not all of them.
No, I know that we haven't talked
to all of them. Yeah, yeah, I'm just
saying, like. Oh, actually, I've talked to everybody on ours. No. Every single person. Yeah, well,
in that little area.
Yeah,
we live in a really big area.
Yeah.
So I get looks just from walking Castle, and I look right back. Like, if you want to make me look suspicious, I'm now going to look suspicious, too.
I don't think they think you look suspicious. I think they hate black people.
Well, that, too. I'm going to make you hate me.
I think they just don't like you. People have, by this time, as many walks as we've had in that neighborhood, people know we live there. So if they want to look, it's because they don't.
Yeah, past our house.
They don't, they just personally don't like people of the darker hue, as you would say. I feel for that man. It's gotta feel, I don't like when I'm followed in stores. So I can only imagine how terrible it has to feel to have someone tell you that you don't belong where you live. So I really feel bad for him.
Yeah, that would have hit a nerve for me.
And whatever mental anguish and trauma, because that's traumatic. To have someone categorize you as a threat, categorize you as less than, and do it in such a loud way to then bring another human being into the situation, because she came back with a man.
Right.
It's to investigate. If you all have a ring that we could look at, she said that a guy in a gray truck. Yeah, we saw everything.
We saw it, and I got it recorded.
We saw you.
Now he gonna catch the heat. I'm gonna let you know what happened. Either get real sympathetic toward me, or you catching this heat too.
It's like Yeah, I was like, I got to get my husband's point of view. Oh, ours are similar.
I was So the neighbor of the person that asked me, is that dog on a leash? They had either the neighbor or someone visiting the neighbor visiting one night. This is like the next night of the night, in the same week. And again, I'm walking down there, making the loop in the cul-de-sac, making Castle take the outside. So he walks, has the longer trek. So this person, they pull up to the driveway and they park and they're looking. And then he slowly gets out the car, keep looking at me. Want you to know, my eyes locked with his pupils and never left that. I'm walking away. I'm still turned around looking at him. Either speak or keep it pushing.
Yeah. I always just good to go ahead and cut that, because I'm like, I don't even want that energy.
Well, I think I did speak. I said, what's going on? And he not said, I think I spoke and he didn't say nothing. So I just kept staring at him.
Everybody in our cul-de-sac, obviously, except for the man who died. Everybody in our cul-de-sac speaks to me. And even the crazy, but the strange Russians that live at the end of the street. Even. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even realize their house was there.
The hill?
Yes, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never seen them.
Right before you get to the hill. It's not the house that's on the hill.
Oh,
it's right
before. Them people in the pink house.
Yeah, whatever color it is.
Yeah, he'll turn his car around, so he'll come up in the cul-de-sac. He'll usually wave or something.
Yes, he turns his car around.
I've never talked to him.
I have. He said, hello, how are you? I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know this house existed.
Oh yeah, I knew it was there because they got the wrong kind of light on their front porch. They have a non-dimming LED.
You hear him?
You know how lights dim? Y'all have experienced this if you ever had a dimmer switch on somewhere in your house and you swap it out with the LED light that's not capable of dimming. It'll just flash or it'll just turn off or not turn on. They have that on their front porch. So at night, that light just flashes like a strobe light nonstop. I'm like, that's why crazy. Haven't y'all just changed the goddamn light bulb?
All right, to kind of quasi go to a main topic and close out this podcast. I think we should brainstorm right here, right now. Yeah, you like that. You like that. Yeah. Don't you be bashful. We are trying to do something, specifically my husband. He's going to be the spearhead of this.
Spearhead?
Is that what it's called?
Spearhead. The head of a spear.
Spearhead. That's what I said.
You said spearhead.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, spearhead of this. We are trying to do something in honor of the day that we were honored with. We literally actually were given a specific day on the calendar. It was May 9th, 2024. Did your feed stop?
No.
Okay, so it's just my internet. May 9th, 2024. But Marcus is like, no, every May 9th is ours. So we want to do something to commemorate it, something to celebrate it.
In 2024, it was May 9th. It was a holiday.
No, it says comma 2024.
Doesn't I ain't read it.
Yes.
Oh, it changes everything. I ain't got to do nothing.
I was like, oh, this is our actual days. That's how you can keep giving out days.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I ain't got to do nothing then. Is that placard? Huh. What? I can still team up, but it ain't got to be the May 9th thing.
No, you are not doing that right now. No, you're not. Oh, my. You.
The day's over. Now, so what I was trying to do in where I'm from is make that day like about, you know, philanthropy or, you know, something. To help out my city and, you know, hoping that would spread to other cities as far as helping. And I brainstormed with a couple of different people and they already got some things that they're like trying to, things that are already kind of going. And they was like, oh, it'd be great if you could do this or do that, but this makes better sense now. Because the things that I wanted to bring something positive and something to help the city out and help people out. Specifically the people, but also help the city. But everything that people would bring up is like, oh, well, we've been working on this, so we got this going or that going. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. Oh, that's actually real good. This needs to be, you know, people need to know about this. But I'm like, I don't know how to, for lack of a better term, interject myself into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's already going. So I can't take claim of, you know, take the flag and be like, hey, this is what we got going
this
on. Let's five not. So I'm like, but this makes even more sense that day was for that day of 2024.
Yeah, I'm trying to zoom in on our plaque.
But I've been trying to figure out what that thing is. Like, one, figure out what's needed. Two, figure out how to do it. And I have the community to help me do that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like people that I know, people that are on boards, people that have done things similar, people that I've already started, like the people that I've already talked to, I'm like, oh, y'all already know the know-how. Uh-huh. I just need to figure out what I need to do or what it is that I want to do or what needs to be done. What I want to do, what needs to be done.
Let me read to you. I was able to zoom in and even though it's blurry,
your
wife can read this. More, therefore, I, Linda Gordon, Mayor of Lexington, do hereby declare May 9th, 2024, Angel Lakita Moore and Marcus Tanksley Day. So you hear that.
Say henceforth and forevermore?
It doesn't say more. It says now, therefore. Sorry. It's blurry as heck. So, yeah, no. It's that specific calendared day that happened. But I think that's why I said to commemorate.
Yeah.
that we got it. We know our day was last year,
yeah.
But to commemorate it, like we got married on July 14th, 2007.
Uh-huh.
But we commemorate it every single year, even though we only got married then.
Yeah.
So, is there something in your mind, specifically?
So, like I've already said, I was trying to figure out what needed to be done, what people need. Like, I have a friend there who he does a lot of stuff with the community. Every year he does a coat drive right before winter. And he like goes and he gets donations. He rents like a U-Haul truck and literally buys like thousands and thousands of coats for men, women, and children, specifically children,
mm-hmm.
for people that can't afford coats. And I think he teamed up with something within the city so people can go and get coats for free if they need to. So he lives there. He knows like, oh, this is needed. Get your brother, tell him to take over. He knows this is needed. So I'm trying to figure out like, okay, it don't have to be something like that, but that's like an example of if I'd known something like that was needed, I'm like, oh, dope, I could do this.
Oh, no, I was about to tell you my idea, but go ahead.
Yeah, like coats for kids, except it's coats for everybody. So even something like that, I just had another idea while talking about this, because I know people doing these different things. And another thing that my brother-in-law was telling me about is something that they started at a specific high school and they want to expand it. They want to get it going good and also expand it to the other high schools within the city. I'm like, dang, that's the thing that they have going. I'm like, that is fire as hell. So what I think I could do is probably use my likelihood. Is that what it's called?
My likeness.
Use my likeness to bring attention to all these different things so they can, you know, do what they're trying to do on a bigger level.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that. He's doing that. I know Bishop and Raquel, they got something crazy going on, like philanthropy wise that they do.
I would think so.
I think they got a few different things.
They make so much money. They battle.
And when I was sitting here trying to think, this was weeks ago, I was trying to think, I'm like, I know a lot of people doing a lot of things within that city. What's crazy is all these people are black and everybody's doing stuff for the city. And it's crazy. Even in that little city, you still got the people that don't understand, that throw salt and shade on what they're doing. I'm like, but go ahead. What you gonna say?
So I got a couple ideas. I would love to do something that speaks more to who we are as people. Like, for instance, I think we could have an annual. This is from my perspective, not as much yours, but it could be an annual scholarship where we give away maybe $2,000, both $1,000 scholarships, yours to someone going to trade school,
mm-hmm.
graduating out of trade school, or someone graduating out of Bryan Station High School, and then me, someone who is going to be majoring in the performing arts somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only for Lexington High School graduates.
Mm-hmm.
Or something else for you, the community that you love so much, New Zion. I don't know which of your family members you would have to talk to, but like on May 9th or something in honor of May 9th, doing some beautification out there, like us donating something for a specific beautification project in New Zion every year.
I already know what's up with that. This is a lot of red.
If it's specifically with your church, New Zion United Methodist Church, if it's, we are specifically going to do something, give this money for the church to do something with its property for beautification. That is the stuff that I don't mind partnering with these because obviously when you're loaning someone your name and likeness, it is not that heavy of a lift. Right. It's just understanding what their mission is and making sure you're aligned with it. But I would also like for whatever we do, people to be like, that's Tank.
Yeah.
That's Angel.
Yeah. With Tank and the New Zion, I mean Tank, with the church and the New Zion thing, I already thought about that. and I've already, like, we'll talk about that at a later date. But this, I definitely want it to be, because these, the causes that I talked, that I already brought up, these things are much bigger than the people doing them.
Obviously.
And anything that we do would be, but I do like the scholarship thing. And I would like that to grow into, you know, not just one person, but, you know, 10 people or whatever, you know what
because
I'm saying?
I was originally, when I think of scholarships because of how much school costs,
yeah,
I was like, huh. But I remember pulling together multiple scholarships to pay for everything. I remember when I got a $300 book scholarship from Zeta Phi Beta, I was grateful because it paid for my books the next semester. So I think, okay, if I really just think about what we're capable of, what we can do, that we can honestly say we did this, this was from our hearts. A scholarship is something we could easily do, and it speak to who we are, or, you know, so, and I feel like we're recognized because of our content, like, and all the things we've done for, and we put on for the city.
Right.
So even that, if it's maybe awarding a business that really puts on for the city. Like, what's a small local black business that makes Lexington shine a little bit brighter? We would like to donate your company $1,000, you know, whatever, you know, something of the sort.
This one idea that I was talking about with somebody, what they doing is so dope. It's so fire. To help out specific families. I don't even know if I'm allowed, or I might be able to tell the whole thing or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So to be safe, I won't say anything until I can get clarity of what I can speak of. But the idea that they have is, when I heard what they were doing, granted, I wouldn't be able to do anything like that because I don't have the know-how or the backing to set up systems to do that. Like, when I say set up systems, like the people in organization, and then also work with, you know, financially work with people to influence them to, hey, this is what we're trying to do, and people jump on board. Like, they already got all those people, you know, in their court. But it's such a dope idea. I was like, hell yeah. I'm gonna figure out what it is, and like Angel to tell you, she was like, I don't know why you're so proud of your high school, but I am. Like,
he loves his high school.
I don't know what his school is about now after my niece graduating. My second niece graduating. I don't know, you know, what that school's about now, but when I was living there, like, our high school, Bryan Station, it was a big deal to us. Mainly because our high school got shit on so hard by the media. Like, really bad. Like, for it to be Kentucky, our high school had a very high percentage of black folk in it. Like, its school may have been like 30-35% black, which in the Midwest, for your school and for your in a state like Kentucky, for your school to be that heavily populated with black people, and looking back now, it's like a lot of successful people coming out of that school. When I say successful, they ain't famous, but we got doctors and lawyers and people doing big things, you know, chiefs and captains of different organizations. Like, they doing a lot of big things, like people that have worked for President Obama and worked for the NBA and all this. This is like, all it is, that little high school that the news station used to be parked around waiting for a fight to break out so they could come and report and explode it into something that it wasn't. So we held that city or at school with a lot of pride.
The scholarship idea. Because I think it would be easy to start the nonprofit behind it. Somebody asked a real quick, will we take donations, contributions towards scholarships? Yes. Absolutely. If I were able to set up a 501c3 for it.
It has to be something to where people feel safe and protected of giving me money, and they know I ain't going to run away and do something stupid with it.
Because you know your school would have you come and present that check to whoever wants to win.
My name is already on the wall at the school.
And we would make sure we printed you off a big check.
big check. So I can hand it off.
Yeah. And this year's Tanksley 5'9" scholarship recipient is...
My name is already... I donated...
To Keisha.
To my niece. She was... There was a... What was it? They were doing a shoot-off.
Basketball.
They were doing a shoot-off. and, you know, you donate so much money for every basket that they hit, or you can just donate a lump sum for their team to get, like, jerseys and stuff. And I was just like, I don't care how many you hit. Here's my money. And from that, my name got put on the wall, like, donation, Marcus Tanksley. I'm like, yeah, punk-ass Jeffrey Gilmore. Oh, your name ain't on the wall.
All right, guys. The episode has gone long enough. We are so thankful that you tuned in. Please vote for us for NAACP Image Award Outstanding Podcast, Lifestyle, and Self-Help. You can go to vote.naacpimageawards.net. And we are at the bottom of the podcast, bottom of the ballot in the podcast category. You can shop at Shop Mama Likes for all your self-care goodies. Again, if you already ordered the affirmation kit, it should be going out in a week or a week and a half. I'm so excited to get you all y'all's items. Thank you so much for your support. Man Shit is sending out their orders. You can keep bringing them in. Marcus is now caught up. He is feeling energized and focused. And you all can rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts.
It's manshit.com, manshyt.com. Make sure you like and subscribe and follow and all that jazz.
All right. Well, until next time, we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.